Hello everybody and welcome to today's Heartbeat. We're about to enter into Holy Week and I would like to read a psalm to you that blew me away when I read it. And it was written by David when he was remembering, when he was contemplating how God had forgiven him when he had committed adultery with Bathsheba, when he had killed Bathsheba's husband so he could actually marry Bathsheba and she could become his wife. So God had forgiven him for what he had done. And you can read this psalm interpreting it that way. But when you also read it with the interpretation of what Jesus has done for us by dying on the cross and saving us, redeeming us, He, the Saviour, took upon our sin. He took it all on the cross so that we would be rescued, we would be saved, we would be returned to that availability to have that personal relationship with God the Father. Because of our original sin, we could not come back and be one with the Father. But Jesus stood in for us. He took upon our sin. Psalm 32. Happy are those whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Happy are those to whom the Lord imputes no iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no deceit. Let me read it again, and it's just the beginning of the psalm, and you can read down further because it continues and shares about don't keep silent, but share with the Lord, share with God what you've done, who you are. Happy are those whose transgression is forgiven. Happy are we whose sin has been forgiven. Now we can look at, you know, I lie, I cheat, I'm greedy, I lust, I gossip, whatever it could be that we sin in. We're proud. We're not humble. Happy are those whose sin, whose transgression is forgiven. God forgives us when we come to Him and we share with Him and tell Him what we've done, who we are. We ask for forgiveness. Whose sin is covered. That's what Jesus did. He covered our sin. He took upon the sin. It's like when God looks at us because of what Jesus has done, we are now blameless. There is no sin to be looked upon because Jesus took it. Happy those to whom the Lord imputes no iniquity. We're happy because the Lord has taken away the responsibility on us. If you sin, well, there's repercussions. We don't have those repercussions anymore because of what the Lord has done. And that continues not just on the cross, but any time of day, any day where we do wrong. If we come and ask for forgiveness, if we share with the Lord and say, I'm sorry, forgive me, that sin is no more. It's been wiped clean. So should we not be overjoyed? Should we not be happy? In whose spirit there is no deceit, because our spirits have been wiped clean. We're spotless, white as snow, because of what Jesus has done. So in this Holy Week, yes, we contemplate, and it's sad and it's terrible what Jesus had to go through for us. But the victory, the happiness that we know come Holy Saturday, Easter Sunday, because of the Good Friday, because it was so good at what He did for us. we can be truly happy, truly content, truly white as snow because of what Jesus did for us. We need to contemplate upon that. We need to have this deep happiness, joy within us, thankfulness, gratefulness for what our Saviour did. And it goes on to even state further, I acknowledge my sin to you. I did not hide my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the guilt of my sin. Therefore, let all who are faithful offer prayer to you. All who are faithful offer gratefulness to you. All who understand now, even if we didn't understand yesterday or in the past, and God has revealed to us what we've done, but who Jesus is, what he has done for us, how he has saved us for eternal life with him, with God the Father. We truly can be grateful and happy. And may we bring this week, take the time to bring your sins to the Lord, to go to confession, reconciliation, if that's what you as a Catholic believe to do. And if you're not, you can come to the Lord in prayer and ask him. Bring your sins ever before him, and he will forever wipe them clean, make you pure as snow. For the Lord God is our Saviour. How wonderful that is. And when we truly contemplate it, how happy and joy-filled our spirits are. We are because of what our Saviour has done for us. Contemplate that this week. Go and confess your sins and have the delight of knowing I'm made pure and white as snow because of what our Saviour did for me.